We're following multiple currents of money as policymakers try to turn the page on this pandemic economy. I'm David Brancaccio. The Federal Reserve is extending one of its pandemic lending programs through June, even as some of its other programs expire. Marketplace's Fed Watcher, our Nancy Marshall Genzer, joins us. Nancy, which one goes longer?
The Fed is continuing something it calls the Paycheck Protection Program Liquidity Facility, and the Fed offers low-interest loans through this program to financial institutions that are making PPP loans to small businesses. The Fed wants to keep that going, so it extended the PPP loan program to June 30th. Community development, financial institutions, and other lenders that aren't banks specifically asked the Fed to continue the PPP Liquidity Facility.
All right, but what goes away?
Well, the Fed decided to let three programs expire at the end of this month, including one that provides credit to the commercial paper market. Commercial paper is short-term debt. That's loans businesses use for regular expenses. Another expiring program supports money market mutual funds. And the third program is the primary dealer credit facility. Primary dealers are just the biggest banks, and the Fed makes short-term loans to them through this program.
All right. Why isn't the Fed keeping those going?
Basically, because they're no longer needed. In the Fed's words, they have not had significant usage since last summer.
Marketplace's Nancy Marshall Genzer, thank you. Over the last 2 weeks, the Small Business Administration has been limiting Paycheck Protection Program cash to business applications for firms with fewer than 20 employees. The idea was to help smaller outfits apply before that program ends later this month. Marketplace's Justin Ho has more.
It's been a busy 2 weeks for Laurelyn Wilson. She runs an accounting firm in Portland, Oregon called Due North PDX that mostly works with self-employed people. Wilson says during the first round of PPP last year, many of her clients didn't even think they were eligible. So now they're applying for the first time.
You know, it's been having that conversation like, no, you can actually take advantage of this. Let's get you signed up for it.
The Small Business Administration recently tweaked the rules for self-employed applicants, making them eligible for bigger PPP loans. Wilson says one of her clients was in the process of applying when the rules changed.
And that changed his amount from $3,000 up to $15,000. So that's a pretty significant difference.
Some self-employed borrowers say that compared to the first time around, applying during this round of PPP has been smoother. Mauricio Richardson is a self-employed photographer in South Carolina. He applied for a second PPP loan about 3 weeks ago.
I want to say it was approved in about a week.
But now, his banker, Dominic Miarton of South Carolina's Optus Bank, says between the rule change and the number of new applicants,
we're actually slowing down our process, which is another problem that we're facing.
That problem being the program deadline.
My concern now is that we're going to run out of time and not be able to get to their application until after March 31st.
Miarton says Optus Bank has been holding on to applications from bigger companies and will submit them once the window for smaller firms ends. But new customers are still contacting the bank, asking if they can apply.
If we had more time, we could get to them. But the backlog is so huge that there's no way we can get through it in the next 2 weeks.
Miarton said last week the bank actually had to shut down its application portal. The SBA's 2-week application window for the smallest borrowers ends tonight. I'm Justin Ho for Marketplace.
The NASDAQ Composite Index, full of tech stocks, yesterday fell another 2.4%, meaning it's down 10% from a recent peak. For that, they use a euphemism. It's called a correction. The logic to buy online companies is eroding as more people get vaccines and contemplate activities in real life. More of the stocks within the NASDAQ were up than down yesterday, though, but the big dogs pulled things down, with Apple down more than 4%, Facebook down 3.4%, Netflix, I should say, down 4.5%. But the NASDAQ is like an emo singer-songwriter, an avatar of many moods. This morning, the NASDAQ future is up 2.3%, Dow future up 1.1%. The tax preparation company H&R Block reports quarterly profits and sales later today, with the tax deadline for companies coming up mid-month, and for most individuals, there's just over 5 weeks to go. For people getting a refund this year, that money could come around the same time as a new pandemic relief check. Marketplace's Samantha Fields has more on the spending that implies.
Nearly three quarters of people who get a tax refund say it's important to their finances, according to a new survey from creditcards.com. Low-income people in particular.
For low-income families, tax refunds can be the biggest single cash inflow of the year.
Rob Levy is with the nonprofit Financial Health Network. He says many people plan how they're going to spend their tax refund before they get it.
In many cases, they are using that to pay down debt that they may have incurred, or they may use that money to pay for things that they have pushed off.
Or build up savings. Many people use the first round of pandemic relief checks in similar ways, says Ted Rossman, an industry analyst at creditcards.com.
What we saw with the initial round of stimulus was a lot of savings and debt payoff.
But, Rossman says, retail sales popped in January when the second round of checks went out.
I think we're starting to see more of this pent-up demand unleashed on retail spending.
And he says there will likely be more of that with the next expected round of relief checks and with tax refunds. I'm Samantha Fields for Marketplace.
And the Paris-based group of economically advanced countries called the OECD issued a forecast today saying the new U.S. stimulus package that appears on the way could boost American output by as much as 4% in its first year as the U.S. recovers. Interest rates will tend to trend up here, attracting more global investment, which now has emerging market countries worried it will suck capital away from them. Our producers are Meredith Gerritsen, Stephen Ryan, Daniel Shin, and Erica Soderstrom. I'm David Brancaccio. This is the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.